Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today. Was thinking about this topic. I want to share it with my brothers and sisters. Judge yourself or be judged. Judge yourself or be judged. Yeah, this is a simple concept, but it's a hard concept. Hard on our flesh from God's word. It's a simple concept. Judgment. And for this audio, I want to focus on judging ourselves. That's what the Word of God teaches us. So let's talk about this. Regardless of what the churchianity people say to you, God does judge, and so we are to judge rightly as well. 20 through 21. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others may also fear. I charge thee before God and Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one another, doing nothing by partiality. So we're supposed to rebuke those believers that would be in sin and false doctrine. 1 Corinthians 5:11-12. But now I have written unto you not to keep company or any man that is called a brother or fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner. With such one do not eat. For what have I to do with them, to judge them also that are without? Do ye not judge them that are within? We're supposed to judge the body of Christ from within. God's judgment's going to come as well. Romans 2:5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So judgment is all over God's word. In Scripture, in Holy Scripture, judgment is used just over 400 times. In comparison, it's used about the same number of times as the word love. Yeah, judgment is used pretty close to the same amount of times as the word love. So that kind of gives you an idea how God's word balances itself out, the goodness and the severity of God. Let's read some judgment verses from the Old Testament. Leviticus 18:4. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 11:1. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. And then from the New Testament, Matthew 10:14-15. Whosoever shall not receive you or not hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day than for that city. A lot of words about judgment. But again, for this audio, I want to look at self-judging, judging ourselves as the saints of God. Philippians 1:9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And 1 Corinthians 1:10, one of our favorite verses as a body of believers. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. The word judgment here, nome, it means faculty of knowledge, mind, reason, that which is thought or known, a view, a judgment, opinion, a mind concerning what ought to be, oneself, resolve, purpose, intention, judgment, advice, decree. So that's what it's talking about there. And 1 Corinthians 11:28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So here in reference, in context, is the Lord's Supper. And Paul is saying, examine. Now we know that that word means prove and test. But in order to examine and prove and test yourself, you also have to make judgments about yourself, don't you? Are you in sound doctrine? Are you in sin? So judgment also comes into play there. And so we have to keep in mind, later Paul talks a little bit more in that same chapter. I'm going to read the verses. Our main verses are going to come from that area of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 11. Jesus said this in Matthew 7:2, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. So the context here was we are to judge, but we're to judge righteously and not judge in hypocrisy. I can't be smoking a cigarette telling people not to smoke cigarettes. I can't be living in sin telling people to quit living in sin. So we are to judge, and but we are to judge rightly ourselves first. See the example there? And then others in the body as well. The world we preach the gospel to, but the people of claiming the name of Christ, we hold them accountable. And over the years of ministry, the reason I'm doing this teaching is what I find is many people want to follow Christ, but here's the problem. What is following Christ? Well, by the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and repentance to him. That means repentance, turning from sin, changing your mind, following God, not following your flesh, the world, or man-made religion. You'll be born from above by the Spirit of God to walk in holiness and obedience in all things and endure. Okay, by that gospel, many people claim Christ, but guess what? They do not like to be judged by others, and they also don't like to self-judge themselves. Why? Well, the flesh is wicked. The heart of man is deceitfully wicked, as Jeremiah says. Who can know it? And Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So the flesh of man is weak. He doesn't like to be judged. But if we would judge ourselves, we're going to find out what Paul says. We don't have to be judged. I think this leads us to the best verse for this short teaching on judgment. Ready? 1 Corinthians 11, 31 through 32. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Did you catch that? In that verse, Paul is giving us the simple answer to not be judged by God or by others. We should judge ourselves. I said simple. I didn't say easy. The flesh is going to fight you. The culture is going to fight you. Man-made religion is going to fight you. Satan's going to fight you. Everything is going to fight you. Didn't say it was easy, but I said it is simple. You don't want to be judged? Judge yourself. I always tell men, you don't want a speeding ticket? Obey the speeding laws. You don't obey the speeding laws and judge yourself by the speedometer? The police will judge you and the judge will judge you in court. God's economy, God's theology works the same way. Okay? In that verse I just read to you, Paul gives us that simple answer of judge or be judged. And that word judge, diakrino, to separate, to make a distinction, to prefer, to learn by discrimination, to try, to decide, to give judgment, decide a dispute. So that's what that first word judgment means. And then, so that's what we're supposed to do with ourselves, okay? And then the second judgment word is krino. It's like this word. It's a little bit different, though. It basically means to avenge, to judge, to punish, all right? So this is kind of like what God's going to do to us. So one, we should make decisions and judge ourselves lest we be judged by God in punishment and destruction and wrath. So the message is pretty clear. If we will be discerning and use wisdom, this is why we study the Word of God. This is why we go verse by verse. This is why we're always talking topics. This is why we test all things. This is why we walk in sound doctrine. We're judging ourselves. We're testing ourselves. How do I dress? How do I act? How do I talk? How do I live? How do I spend my money? Who do I associate with? What do I do with my time? What is my job? Is it worldly or sinful? We're doing all these things to judge ourselves. Self-correction, self-judgment, self-discipline. To be a disciple of Christ, you must be disciplined. Make sense? So if we'll discern, decide, and judge all these things ourselves rightly, guess what? We don't have to face God deciding the judgment and punishment for us. We're in Christ. We get his perfect righteousness by that gospel I just preached to you, 2 Corinthians 5:21. And then he forgives us when we repent and cleanse ourselves as we judge ourselves, kind of self-policing, as they say, not living in willful sin. Hebrews 10:26, you live in willful sin, you're going to be judged. There's no sacrifice for that sin. So we can avoid the wrath of God by what Christ has done for us and then judging and disciplining ourselves. Even not taking the Lord's Supper unworthily can mean judgment and death upon us. So it's really a simple truth. I didn't say it was easy. I said it's simple, but it's a hard one to live out because your flesh, as I said, is going to hate the correction. It kills your pride. It lowers you. It humbles you, makes you meek. Hey, all the things God's word says we should be, correction and self-correction does that for us. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, the Father's word makes perfect sense. So I would just encourage you, test yourself, saints. Are you judging and correcting yourself in your life, in your daily walk, everything you're doing for God's glory and the witness of others? Or do you do things over and over that are incorrect, unbiblical, sinful, worldly, carnal, fleshly, and then you get corrected over all these bad practices, bad disciplines, and then you wonder, why am I being corrected all the time? Maybe it's because you're not self-policing yourself. This is why God has older believers in the body. This is why God called for elders. This is why God calls for wisdom, so that correction can be made and the body can be kept pure from leaven. You don't want to live in leaven, do you? If you don't want to live in leaven, you should be rooting out all of the leaven from your house like they did in the Old Testament before the Passover began. Makes sense, doesn't it? Finally, we have this verse, 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Do you notice that? Just because we have the gospel doesn't mean there isn't judgment. Yeah, we're still going to be judged. But we can judge ourselves and solve most of our own problems through walking blameless. You know, the Bible calls us to be perfect over 20 times in the New Testament. That means complete and mature. We're not going to be perfect as sinless, but we're going to be complete and mature. We don't live in willful sin. The Bible calls us to be worthy. The Bible calls us to be blameless. Paul says he wants to offer a spotless bride. How do we do that? We got to self-police. We got to judge ourselves, lest we be judged by others and by God. The Lord is not partial. He is going to judge his saints who keep sin and false doctrine. So judge yourself rightly. And I'd encourage you, saints, I'd encourage myself and my house and my brethren, flee all unrighteousness, false ways, carnality, pride, false doctrine, anything that puts you on the wrong side of God's truth. Flee it by self-judgment. And guess what? You will walk in a worthy manner. You will be a witness to others. And people will say, you know what? That person judges themselves and they're doing an awesome job in their walk, being diligent for the Lord versus, you know, we always got to correct him over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, that's pretty redundant. You don't want to be that way. For God's glory, let the Holy Spirit rise up and work in you. And he will correct you. He will guide you and he will teach you all truth, John 16. That's my message for you today. God will judge. God's word is all about judgment and love. God's word calls us to self-judge each other, and mostly judge yourself the hardest, and you will not be judged. Hey, I love you all. I hope that encourages you. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com and all the other resources there. Travel and preach in Christ crucified. Let us know how we can help you in the things of God. Judgment day is coming. Christ is coming. Death is coming. He's made a way for us. What a glorious Savior. Cling to him with all that you are. Love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.